Hi, this is Paul Slackus. This is good news, big time good news. So I'm with Reverend
Rhonda McLean Noor
and
Monica Aiken Murphy.
Okay, well, we met, Monica and I, at Lucia Kaiser, who's on Good News many times, a party, birthday party, and somehow it all came around to end up being here, where the, hey, the earth is flying around.
Kismet,
because today we're here at 124th Street and in Harlem, New York, USA. And why are we here tonight?
We're here because this is the 18th year of the annual holiday literacy extravaganza for children and families living in temporary housing. And a group of my friends and I and everybody I know in the world and HAI and my colleagues all get together and get donations, and we have books and all kinds of activities. This year is going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe, which they have kindly donated the venue and the Breakfast with Santa.
Oh, Santa's going to be there?
Santa's going to be there.
When is that?
Three kings are going to be there.
Three kings?
Swans the Queen is going to be there. The kids learn about all the different traditional holidays. They get breakfast, an early breakfast. We have literacy activities. They learn to write holiday stories in booklets, and the best ones win prizes. We have jewelry making. We have card making. They have to make a card or a gift for somebody else in their lives, or for senior citizens. We have entertainment. Then we have lots of books where kids can pick as many books as they can carry to take home. And all of them are homeless, live in temporary housing facilities throughout New York City. And the breakfast is Saturday morning from 8 to 10. Tonight,
they have to get a toy as well.
And they get a gift bag when they leave. And
so we need toys.
We
need toys for children 5 to 14 years old. And we are here at the Faison Firehouse Theater tonight by the famous Tony Award winner George Faison. This is his theater, and he has donated the space for us to have this toy drive and book drive. And we have lots of people and volunteers that are coming, that are here. Yeah, we have books being donated tonight. They're organizing them, and we have... They're helping to organize by age groups for boys, girls of certain ages. And we're just here hoping that we get enough toys for 125 children. We are accepting toys tonight, and then we're accepting toys at 351 East
74th Street, Aiken Preschool.
Oh, you can drive them off at the school also?
Yes, you can. Very
all right.
From 9 to 6. When you walk in, that this is for the Aiken Preschool, and we'll have a box for them to donate the toys. We're excited!
Yay! All right.
Make sure they leave their name, a tag on the toys, or leave it in the bag so we can know. And we will be at the Hard Rock Cafe Friday night from 5 to 9, 5 on, wrapping and putting the gift bags together. So. Anybody that wants to donate can call me at Reverend Rhonda at 917-558-0149, and we can make arrangements to pick them up.
Do you have a website also for the this organization? And what's the organization called? Did you say that already? Is it an organization, or is it just a lot of good people doing good things?
It's the Friends of Aconque, which is my other name. Other name is Aconque. And HAI, which is Hope and Inspiration Through the Arts, has helped all these years to collaborate and make it happen, along with all my friends.
Now we've all adopted.
And Monica Aiken and Jill Featherstone and all kinds of people have helped. Stephanie Berry, Daniel Carlton, David Devlinger, John Martin Green, Shadina Davis.
We have so many wonderful
Uli
people.
Finnegar.
We have to dedicate it, though, to our friend
Bruce Hawkins.
Which I heard just recently, right?
Yes. He helped to make it work every year. Yes, he was
amazing.
The decorator and the organizer. And he did.
So
we do have a GoFundMe page.
This year.
The party is dedicated to Bruce.
And we will make sure we acknowledge him on Saturday morning.
And we do have a a GoFundMe Friends of a Concave page where people can donate up until Thursday, because I have to buy gifts if we don't up until Thursday.
All right, that's good. Our friend, I'm going to mention my buddy Robert Ferenza, who actually gives me these cards also that I use in my business cards. Robert's a great guy. And the Hug of Planets, and he's going to, I believe, send down 100 of them.
Yeah, so,
that's a blessing.
And then we're going to write names on them.
You write all over them. Yeah, that's perfect.
We're going to write the names of
who they're for. Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's going to be a project at the event.
We are...
And Paul, are you coming?
Yes.
Okay.
We are so happy because anything that increases their knowledge and skills is what we want to do, because children living in temporary housing have
limited resources,
and in school sometimes many of them are left behind because they're moving around and in transition. So anything that we can do to help increase their literacy and communication skills, that's what we're about. Also, the back of your card, respect, George Faison and HAI, and I have...
He's a living legend. I know this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've interviewed him as well.
He won the Tony Award for The Wiz.
Yeah.
And our project that he started is called the Respect Project, where young people 14 to 22 write about their lives, and he puts it together with music, spoken word, and dance. And several of the Respect Project participants who grew up in the firehouse with us and HAI are teachers and facilitators, and they're here helping to make this happen.
This is great. I'm going to ask you two last questions.
Yes.
We could talk forever because we are really in the same world. So one question, first question is, what's good news for you, for each one of you? What's good news? What would be good news? Any aspect of your life.
Good news for me is making sure every child has a toy from Santa because they need that. That makes them so happy, and I see the joy in their face when they see the toys, and they see Santa, and I can't tell you how happy that makes me. So that is the most important thing for me, for them, for this year.
Reverend?
Good news for me is that all the children feel like they are kings and queens for the day of our party. And the second part is, good news for me would be that the people in the world begin to look at each other and not look at race or gender, but human to human, begin to find some peace and harmony within themselves and with each other. And that way we won't have homelessness.
The last question, just because we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day, and we're working with the New York City Department of Education on their Respect for All program, which they have in February.
Yes.
And we do many different things. And we're very involved. The Apollo is a partner with us. We're plugged in here. In fact, I have my piano in the Clinton building over here. I donated so many years ago. So I asked many thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So Monica, I'm going to ask you first. What does peace mean to you?
Peace means that we're all working together to make this a better place for our future generations. That's what I feel like. We need to all work together, and that's so important that we instill that in our future generations. That doesn't matter what color we are, whatever religion we are, that we all help each other, because that's the only way we're going to get world peace.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Peace to me means no wars. And again, one human being seeing the other human being as themselves. And then we won't have any wars. Conflict is a part of life. Some conflicts we learn from. Most conflicts we should learn from. But when it's learning and it's not physically hurting another individual, and we work towards reconciliation, once we have some kind of conflict, that's what peace is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.